This is Peter J. Fisher, and I am living the Peter J. Fisher experience. What is going on, people? First and foremost, thank you for joining me on this July 5th, 2019. Or whatever date you get to listen to this. You could be doing anything else with your time, but you are choosing to spend it with me, and I appreciate that deeply. Today's episode is inspired by people. I think I've mentioned on prior episodes from time to time that I make my income by doing rideshare, i.e. Uber, Lyft. And in doing so, it's almost like being a social worker out in the field. Talk to many different people. Sometimes you get to eavesdrop unintentionally, but I mean, you're in a confined space with multiple people that may be talking, having a conversation. Or you may be in a vehicle with somebody that's on the phone having a conversation. But regardless, they're having a conversation that doesn't directly involve you. But like I said, you're in a confined space. You have no choice but to really hear what's going on. And sometimes those are the most intriguing conversations to me, because I like to study people. It's how you learn. So, today's episode, playing the victim, may make you a victim, is inspired by you, the people. Allow me to start by saying I'm surprised that I was surprised to find somebody at least give an attempt to give a definition to playing the victim online. Because what can't you find online, right? And guess what? If it's on the internet, it must be real, right? but anyway, I typed in playing the victim to our most reliable resource on this earth, Google. And I got back a few results. I got a definition from Wikipedia. And I got a definition from the most reliable source on this planet, Urban Dictionary. I know you guys are picking up on the sarcasm, but I still think that these definitions are actually pretty solid. And I know, before I get into the episode, I know a lot of times you guys are used to, if you heard my previous episodes, used to be touching on relationships. Most of the time, one-on-one partner relationships, but various different kinds of relationships as well. And don't fret, because the basis of this episode can also be attached to one-on-one relationships, personal relationships, family relationships, work relationships, etc. But I'll start with the Urban Dictionary definition for playing the victim. They say that this is a person that always pretends to be the underdog, the victim, in every problem in his or her life. Wikipedia says, the fabrication of victimhood for a variety of reasons, such as to justify abuse of others, to manipulate others, a coping strategy, or just attention seeking? Now, let me reiterate a point, because you might have misinterpreted it, or, you know, your mind may be thinking a certain way when you hear certain words like abuse. This is the abuse on the behalf of the victim, not the abuse, not the victim being abused. So what they said was the fabrication of victimhood for a variety of reasons, such as to justify abuse of others or to manipulate others. You see, in these situations, the victim is actually the one doing the abusing. The victim is the attacker in this situation. But that's not necessarily my angle in this episode. What I aim to do on this in this episode is really try to get people to change your mindset or behavior if you fall into this category. Now, of course, one would have to be very honest with themselves to admit that they indeed fall into this category. But I am a very, very firm believer of the universe and universal laws. And one of those laws, matter of fact, most of the laws have a lot to do with perception that comes from the subconscious. So at some point in your life, you've played the victim so much, or you've been treated like a victim so much, that it has become ingrained into your subconscious. So now this is a natural habit for you. The problem is the subconscious is your closest link as a human being in the flesh to the universe. If you believe in law of attraction, I know you're following me. People that don't really believe or don't know about law of attraction, it's really something good to look into. If you feel like you quote unquote have bad luck or hard times, learning about the theories of law of attraction may help you, because if you can change your mindset, you can more than likely change what's occurring in your life. But back to the topic at hand. So with your subconscious being pretty much your mobile phone to the universe, once you've played the victim long enough, your subconscious mind believes that you are a victim. So you have now become a victim to yourself. You have made yourself a victim. The woe is me. Nothing ever goes right in my life. Why do bad things always happen to me? You know all the phrases. If you're that person, you've used them. If you know somebody like that, you've heard them. You know all the phrases. Little do you know, your subconscious mind is telecommunicating this to the universe every time those thoughts transmit. So every time something perceivably doesn't go your way and you're spewing this venom out of your mouth to other people and throwing it out into the atmosphere, The universe is picking it up. And guess what it's doing for you? It's doing you a favor. It's giving you what you're asking for. It's going to keep giving you victimization situations. See, the universe believes that you enjoy being a victim. It believes that you keep calling upon the universe to keep making you a victim. So it's going to keep giving you roles to fulfill what you're asking for. So even worst case scenario, you're really, you know, you could be a really depressed person and you're just down in the dumps. Worst case scenario, you can be digging yourself a bigger hole just by believing that your life can never change, that nothing good will ever happen or transpire in your life. But the person that is doing this intentionally to get attention, to get sympathy, you're actually doing yourself a extreme disservice. Because just like the person that's down in the dumps and depressed, you are speaking your future into existence. All you're doing is reaping seeds of victim. That's all you're doing. So playing the victim may make you a victim. It may seem cute on the surface. Every once in a while, you may think you're getting your way. Maybe it gives you a power rush when you can manipulate others into feeling bad for you and doing what you want at that moment. But please believe, as long as you're transmitting that signal to the universe, you will continually have to play that role, because they will keep giving you things to make you a victim. So it'll be an ongoing cycle of playing the victim and being the victim. The choice is yours. So thank you for checking me out. Of course, you can always reach me at peterjfisherexperience@gmail.com. Twitter and Instagram are always in the episode description, as well as my overall description. Make sure you follow the podcast on whatever platform you're listening to. And also share it, because sharing is caring. Have a great day, evening, afternoon, morning, whenever you're listening to this. And be blessed.